I'm sure you know people who are unhappy, overweight, in a lousy, stinking, rotten job, in bad relationships that are disrespectful of them, and they're not very happy with their life. And if you know them, I'm sure you want to help them. And if that's you and your life's heading in that direction, or it is there already, what are you going to do about it? There literally are only 24 hours in every day. We only get 365 days in a year. And if we're really lucky, and now it's being kept alive by medication, we might get 80, 90, 100 years of life. But I'm not interested in just living. How about you? I want quality of life. I want to be happy, healthy, fit and strong for all of my life. And what are we going to do to make sure that that happens? And there's a lot of argument about food and exercise and mental health and diseases and genetic reasons why we get sick and why we have horrible diseases. But how much of it is to do with our positive mental attitude? What if you decided that you were going to be healthy from this day forward? Now, whether it's a magical day Monday, or it's your birthday, or it's the end of a holiday, or it's a New Year's resolution, or it's just a day that you've decided, that's it. I'm not going to be unhappy. I'm not going to be unhealthy. I'm not going to be fat. I'm not going to be depressed. I'm not going to have a lousy, stinking, rotten job. I'm not going to be in stinking, lousy relationships with people who don't respect me. I'm going to turn my life around. I'm going to be a happy person and have high quality of life. And if that was a choice, then what would we need to do to make sure that that happens? And there's this great question, is it the chicken or the egg? Which comes first? Do you decide that you're going to have a great life and then go and do all the things that will give you a great life? Or do you do all the things that will give you a great life and then you are happy? Then you have that great life. And I don't know the answer to that. And if you do, congratulations, please share it with the world. What I do know is that when you study the people that are really happy, they have careers that they love. They wake up every day with a purpose and they're healthy, fit and strong, and they live their life excited about their life. And whether they live for the next 20 years or the next 120 years, every single one of those days is going to be a pleasure to be alive. When you have a look at those people, they have some things in common. And I'm not smart enough to come up with the ideas by myself, so I just study with the excellence of other people and what are they doing. And it's not argued anymore that having a positive attitude will give you a much better life than if you choose to have a negative attitude. If you look out your window and you don't see the beautiful sunset or the beautiful sunrise, you just see the dirty window, how is it possible that your life's going to be spectacular? If you're always looking for the horrible things in the world, if you're looking for the bad news, if you're looking for the nasty people, if you're looking for the gossip and the horrible things that happen in our world, you will find them. But if you look out your window, and even if the window is really dirty, but all you can see is the bright sunshine coming through the window, if all you can see is the good in people, if you can appreciate that every tough time makes you stronger and better, if you can appreciate that every nasty person is going to make you a better person because you don't want to be like them, then obviously life's going to be better. So whether you are agreeing with the positive attitude scenario philosophy or not, the top brain scientists in the world, the psychologists, the psychiatrists, the neuroscientists, the behavioral scientists are all sharing with us that people that have a positive attitude, that think positively, think optimistically, are more likely to have a better life. And that is a choice. We get to choose what we think. Nobody tells us what we have to think. Nobody tells us the words that we have to use. We get to decide whether we're going to be happy or grumpy. We get to decide whether we say happy words or nasty ones. We get to decide whether we watch happy television or dark. We get to decide whether we put positive people into our life or negative, and that's all a choice. So the people that have great lives have positive attitudes, and nobody's arguing with that anymore. If you want to have a great life for a long time, very difficult to do if you don't have a healthy, fit, strong body. And what's the purpose? For example, people say, I'd be really happy if I was a multimillionaire or a billionaire. But what's the use of being a billionaire if you're fat or you're sick or you're depressed or you don't fit into the beautiful clothes that you can afford to buy? So how do we get our body healthy, fit and strong? And there's too much argument about that. There's too many people telling us what we can and can't do, what we should and shouldn't eat, and how we can and can't exercise, and what time of the day we should and shouldn't do it. And it's all too confusing. What if we just decided that we were going to move every day, get puffed, because that's going to turn our body into a fat-burning machine and pump happy drugs through our brain. We're going to keep our muscles and bones strong by lifting heavy things. And the things that we lift don't have to be dumbbells or barbells or go to the gym. We can just lift rocks or buckets of sand or our own children or a suitcase or a box. It doesn't matter. As long as we're lifting, we're using all the muscles in our body, which then pull on all the bones in our body, which means our muscles and bones stay strong. Now, the beautiful connection there is that all the neuroscientists are telling us that if we huff and puff every day, so we turn our body into a fat-burning machine, so we get puffed, and we get strong by lifting heavy things, by using as many muscles as we possibly can at one time. And none of these little exercises to get little results. You want big exercises to get big results in a short period of time. Because so many people whinge, moan and complain, I haven't got time to exercise. But guess what? If you've got 10 seconds, you can get puffed. If you've got 2 or 3 minutes, you can do 3 exercises, push with your upper body, pull with your upper body, lower your body down to the ground and get back up again with your legs, and you're using every single muscle in your body. Now, if you overload those muscles and bones with a heavy weight, you will now get strong muscles, strong bones, and you'll pump happy drugs through your brain, which means you won't get Alzheimer's, dementia. You'll have a healthy, happy brain that thinks clearly and can learn for the rest of your life. So you can literally have great quality of life until the day you die. There's no downward spiral after the age of 50 or 60. You can just stay healthy, fit, and strong for the rest of your life and keep doing all the things that you love to do for the rest of your life. So what if we chose to have a positive attitude? What if we chose to be healthy, fit, and strong? What if we chose to be financially free? So many people, the biggest stress in their life is their lack of money, or their desire to have more money, or that they want to have beautiful things or go places or buy things or have more money to live a better quality of life, and they just don't have it. There's too much information, too much advice. The fundamentals of being financially free are so available to everybody. Libraries are free, the internet is free, YouTube is free. A financial planner, most financial planners, if they're going to set up a plan for you, they take their commission from the business that they put you into. So it doesn't even cost you anything. There's no excuse anymore to be broke. There's no excuse to be poor. Unemployment, literally in the Western world, is only people who don't want to work. There are so many positions available, and whether you think there's a job available in a company or not, or whether you think you can get a career path doing that or not, the answer is yes. You just have to believe that you can. And if you don't, then that's going to be your challenge, because there are plenty of jobs in every organization. And the reason I share that with you so passionately is every organization has people working there that are really crappy at what they do, and the boss or the owner or the HR manager or whoever runs the organization is trying to get rid of them. And if you come along and you're the best person for that role and you're passionate and enthusiastic and you want to learn, then they really want to put you into the business. Now, the second part of that is that every business requires salespeople, and sales is simply a communication skill. And a communication skill is something you can learn from every book in the library. There's thousands of books on sales and communication. There's workshops and webinars and blog posts and people who teach you how to be really good at communication, which means you're really good at sales, which means every business in the world wants you. So if you have money, then it's not about how much money you've got, it's just about where you allocate that money. So if you have a really good financial plan, you will be able to live your life financially free. It's just a matter of getting the information and applying it. So you can have a positive attitude, you can be healthy, fit, and strong, you can be financially free. And then the beautiful thing about your career path is you can actually choose the career that you want. You don't have to have a lousy, stinking, rotten job selling something. Excuse me, I'm so excited. You don't have to sell something that you don't want to sell. You don't have to be part of a business that you don't like. You don't have to have a job that you don't like. Education is so available, and the best education in the world is available to you if you choose to do it. So if you want to be anything from a lawyer to a doctor to an engineer to an exercise professional to a landscape gardener to a carpet layer to a fashion designer to a movie star, all of those things are possible. And every expert in every area, everybody that's good at what they do in any one of those areas will tell you that they want to be associated with, they want to work with, they want to play on the team with, they want to have part of their business with a person who is as passionate as they are about that particular thing. So don't get stuck in a lousy, stinking, rotten job that you don't like. Do what you're really excited about. The people that have the happiest lives are the ones that wake up every day with a purpose. They're waking up doing what they love. So you can do that too. Get up and enjoy your life because you're doing what you're really passionate about. Last but not least, we often complain about people. We complain about the lousy, stinking, rotten people in our life, or we're really excited about the beautiful people in our life. Well, we get to choose who we put into our life, and we get to choose who we invest, waste, or spend time with. We get to choose the people that are going to add value to our lives, and we can get rid of the people that are not adding any value to our lives. We don't have to spend any time with people, waste time with people who are disrespectful or rude or treat us any less than the very, very best. So if you have people in your life who aren't respectful of you, they aren't excited about your goals and dreams, they aren't pushing you to be the very best person that you can be, then you get to decide. You don't have to go as often, you don't have to stay as long, or you just don't have to see them at all. You can actually cut them out of your life. There's no rule that says you have to go and see your mother. If your mother is not respectful of you and she's not treating you the way you deserve to be treated and isn't holding you accountable to your goals and dreams and doesn't want the very best for you, then why would you invest time with any person in your life that isn't the very, very best person for you? So from this day forward, whether it's a Monday, whether it's the end of a holiday, whether it's a fun day Friday afternoon, whether it's a New Year's resolution, or it's just a time in your life where you've decided, no longer will I accept anything less than the best. I am going to have a positive attitude. I'm going to be healthy, fit and strong. I'm going to have a career that I love, and I'm going to have beautiful people in my life, and I'm going to live the rest of my life with quality. I'm going to wake up every day with passion, going to do what I love to do, and I'm going to do it with a healthy, fit, strong body that allows me to do that. And I'm going to stay young and fit and healthy and mentally strong for the rest of my life. And they're all choices. And if you don't believe they're a choice, that's okay, because what you believe is your truth. But please be aware, very strongly aware, that the people that wake up every day loving their life, the ones that are healthy, fit and strong, the ones that have a career that they love, and they have beautiful people in their life, they have chosen to do that. So if other people can choose to do it, you can choose it, I can choose it, we can all choose to be happy, healthy, fit and strong for the rest of our lives. I love it. Woohoo!